Thanks for joining in today on WPR News. You know, for more than 50 years, Operation Fresh Start has been providing job training to young people in Dane County. But it wasn't until 2021 that the organization created its Conservation Academy to prepare high school graduates for careers in the out of doors. And we had a couple of people very heavily involved in this. Corey Rich, one of them, is Director of Legacy and Conservation Academy Programs for Operation Fresh Start. Corey helped launch the Conservation Academy. And Corey, welcome. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Great to have you here. And Jake Norman, our other guest today, is Operation Fresh Start's Conservation Academy crew supervisor. And Jake, welcome to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Larry. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having us in.
As we talk with our two guests, I hope you'll join in. Have you ever wondered who is training the next generation of conservationists? You know, a young person in Dane County looking for maybe some work experience in the outdoors? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Corey, let's start with you. What is Operation Fresh Start and what's its mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So Operation Fresh Start is an organization that works with young people age 16 to 24 in Dane County. And we provide a path to success through education, mentorship, and employment training for those young adults. We've got 9 different programs. So we do everything from, as you mentioned, our conservation programming. We've got construction programming. We've got paths to high school diplomas, paths to driver's license, and many other things as well.
Yeah, so I was looking at the list of things, and I thought, boy, what great opportunities there are for young people here.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of varied programs, if you're a young person in Dane County that's looking to launch on to greater success, we've probably got a way to help you out.
Yeah, I think so. In 2021, you helped launch, Corey, the Conservation Academy. And what was your thinking behind all of this?
Yeah, so in 2020, really, the conversation really began. We'd had what was called our construction graduate crew for years. So we've actually worked in the conservation and construction space for 54 years around Madison. But we'd always done that through our AmeriCorps programming and our high school diploma attainment program Legacy. So in around 2008, we launched a second tier for construction training to help get people industry ready. So to ensure that they understood the pace and expectations that they would meet on that construction site. And we had great success with that program. And in 2020, we made the decision to replicate that for our conservation programming because we were having a lot of interest, both at the participant level and from the industry, but we weren't quite bridging that gap. The conservation industry for years has had this barrier of a college diploma. If you want to get into conservation, you've got to have that, college diploma. So what we were seeking to do was create a program that would give people hands-on training and certifications that would make them highly competitive for these positions in restoration and forestry.
And it was funded, initially funded as a $3.3 million, a grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Department of Workforce Development, I think, as well. Did that grant get renewed or is...
So we've got it's funded through varied funding. So we also so that was part of our funding to begin. We also we do fee for service work for local land managers. So we work very closely with Dane County Parks, City of Madison Engineering, Groundswell Nature Conservancy, the Wisconsin DNR, UW Arboretum. So our young folks are actually out in those lands doing a public service doing the conservation work, and then those organizations pay for the crew to be out there completing that work. So it also is got a mechanism of self-sustaining as well. But we, we're certainly grant-supported as well.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that it's that the folks who are participating in it are getting paid, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, they start at $15 an hour with an opportunity to bump up to $16 an hour once they've earned certain certifications. And then our goal is to launch them onto, you know, much higher paying jobs than that as well.
Jake, let me turn to you. You're a crew supervisor. What are you helping young people learn?
So we basically operate as a full-time professional restoration crew. So a lot of our work is dependent on the seasons. So right now in the winter, we're very heavily involved in brush removal and tree felling, so a lot of chainsaw work, brush cutter work, along with fire. You know, even as we're sitting in here right now, I had to step away. The crew's out in one of the Dane County parks working on removing honeysuckle and buckthorn. So that makes up the most of our winter. During springtime, we really just kind of roll in with, again, the Dane County parks, their prescribed fire crews, and work as an extension of their crew, so our young folks are able to get a pretty sizable amount of experience working on prescribed fire operations. We also help them attain their federal Type 2 firefighter certification. Then throughout the summer, you know, our attention focuses a lot more towards invasive management, invasive plant management, with either like digging and removing by hand, or we also do pesticide applications and things with that, which, again, that's another one of the certifications that we help our young folks earn, is their state pesticide applicator license.
So when they're done, over the course, how long would they be working? Would they work for a year and that's it, or what's the...
There's no set time for a young person to go through the program. Our goal is to get people ready and competitive for jobs in the industry. So, you know, we designed the program to be kind of 6 months to a year. But if we've got a young person that comes in and, you know, earns certifications quick, puts their head down, works hard, and one of the great things is they get to make a name for themselves because they're out working alongside hiring employers. If somebody's interested in working with them after, say, 4 months, we're certainly not going to hold them back. Our goal is to launch them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And the work, there was another piece of the work that I think I saw on a video on your site, which was really a nice video, by the way, of what people were doing. And one even involved capturing seeds. Mm.
Yeah, we do a ton of seed collection, both in our legacy conservation program and our conservation academy. In particular, alongside Dane County Parks, we collect well over $1 million worth of prairie seed as far as the valuation on it. And that all goes back into the land to create more prairie, which is a, you know, highly endangered ecosystem in Wisconsin. Less than 1% of prairie remains from what used to.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. And the fact that then those seeds get placed elsewhere to kind of try and expand the whole reach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that is really cool. How old are your crew members, Jake?
So my crew members are between 18 to 24 years old. As opposed to some of the other programs that Operation Fresh Start runs, such as Corey mentioned earlier, the Legacy Program, which helps those young folks obtain a high school diploma. The people who come through Conservation Academy, one of the requirements is that a high school diploma or an equivalency has been obtained prior to.
Yeah, so that's kind of the difference between the two programs. And I guess it makes... Why was that put in? Let me ask you that.
The high school diploma requirement? From a perspective of gaining a job after, you know, working with Conservation Academy, that high school diploma is still very much a barrier that's going to be on the overwhelming majority of jobs. And we've got programs, if you're interested in conservation and want to earn that high school diploma, our Legacy Program is perfect for that. So that's a 1,000-hour program minimum. You come in, 80% of the time you work in the conservation field, 20% of the time you're in that classroom earning that high school diploma, and you also earn a stipend. It's an AmeriCorps term of service, so upon graduation you have completed an AmeriCorps term of service, you get a scholarship. So we certainly aren't trying to keep folks that don't have a high school diploma away from conservation. It's just we have a program to also serve those folks.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Corey Rich is director of Legacy and Conservation Academy programs, and for Operation Fresh Start, Jake Norman, as we've been talking about, is the crew supervisor for Operation Fresh Start's Conservation Academy. Questions for either of them or experience? Maybe you've already been involved in this, and I'd hope you'd join in, too, with your own comments about the program. Number to call is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking with Corey Rich, Director of Legacy and Conservation Academy Programs for Operation Fresh Start, and Jake Norman. Jake is the Operation Fresh Start's Conservation Academy crew supervisor. Again, questions or comments, give a call at 800-642-1234 or email to talk@WPR.org. Just a quick reminder, you can join us tomorrow morning for a live special coverage of former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral service. We'll have host Steve Inskep and NPR's political team to bring you the entire service from the National Cathedral, and they'll offer some analysis as well. Special live coverage here on WPR News and WPR.org starting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that as well. Does the program sort of guarantee a job when you're done, do you think? Or probably doesn't guarantee it, but
yeah, we certainly don't make any guarantees, but what I've been really proud of, through 2024, we had a 100% placement rate with our graduates. So 100% of the folks that graduated moved on to jobs in the conservation industry, or we had several that moved on to both jobs and decided to pursue post-secondary education.
That is, you got to feel really good about that.
Yeah, we did. We certainly felt really, really good about that.
Oh, man. Well, Jake, back to you again. The certificate, you mentioned a couple of the certifications, but what are all the certifications that someone can get?
So the official certifications that we offer, so there's the federal Type 2 Wildland Firefighter certification that they'll receive. They will also work towards their Wisconsin State Commercial Pesticide Applicators license. And then we also offer a certification for chainsaw maintenance and operation. So those are the official certifications that they offer, and then the rest is, you know, a lot of hands-on skill development and just kind of day in and day out work.
Yeah, and working in a team, basically, I think, for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole, you know, during their time with Operation Fresh Start, they're going to be working very closely with the crew. There is some turnover in the crew, but it doesn't tend to be very regular, so you know, as much as the professional side of the development that these young folks go through, you know, the personal development and growth is also as much an aspect. So continuing to build those positive crew dynamics, problem solving, and just how to function and work with people from different backgrounds is a big part.
And I'm wondering, is, you know, once this is all finished, the person has received the certification, do they get help on resume writing or that sort of thing as well, I'm wondering, Corey?
Absolutely. That's a big part of what we do. We are kind of an all-encompassing employment services program. So it's not just getting those certifications and that hands-on experience. We've got a lot of help with resume writing, mock interviews. We've got a whole team of folks that are geared toward the placement side. And then also we follow up with our young people regularly to ensure that where they are employed is a good fit, make sure that they're happy there and you know, that they're thriving. And then also sometimes we have to have conversations with them to help set those expectations of their employers if they happen to not be meeting them.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Kimberly emailed to ask what are the requirements for applying to the Fresh Start program, and how does someone find out more to or apply to any of the group's programs?
Yeah, probably the best way to find out information about Operation Fresh Start is through our website. So operationfreshstart.org. If you look under the programs tab, you'll see 9 different programs, and under each of those is a very thorough explanation of the program and then also a link to apply. As far as requirements for the Conservation Academy, really the requirement is being between 18 and 24 years old at time of enrollment. So you can be 25 in the program as long as you're 24 when we enrolled you, and then having that high school diploma. Other than that, we interview folks and ensure that they have a desire to go into the conservation field professionally, because that's our goal, is to ensure that we have people placed in those jobs.
And how many people or how many young people would you typically have at any one time? I'm wondering just like how many people went through the program and so forth.
So currently for Conservation Academy, mm-hmm. our crew size maxes out at 5, okay. So then 6, including myself. Over the past year, I believe we had 11 young folks go through the program. And again, maintaining that 100% completion and placement rate.
And then one other thing to mention there is that we are we're hoping to expand Conservation Academy by an additional crew size. So we'll double that capacity in 2025. There's been a lot of interest both at the young person level, but also the industry's really been demanding it and asking for more of what we're doing.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about that. Academy members, I'm wondering just which organizations would be, or conservation agencies would be hiring these young folks.
Yeah, I would be happy to get to brag about some of our young folks.
Yeah, go ahead.
So some of the places and placements that our graduates have gone on to work for, we've had a couple of individuals go on to work for the Dane County Parks Natural Areas team. One of them finished up their term there and is now working for the Dane County Forestry Division. We have had individuals work for the City of Madison Engineering Division, helping to maintain urban greenways and stormwater facilities. We had one young man join an AmeriCorps program where he went and spent 3 months working in the Grand Canyon out in Arizona. And he is now about to be going off to Texas's Gulf Coast to continue doing some more native habitat restoration. Other graduates working for private arborist and tree companies. So there's been a pretty diverse range of placements.
That is really, really cool. I you know, it sounds like, well, you're going to be doubling the size of it, so you're going to be having 10 or 11 going through at a time. And that adds up over time, and just think about where these folks might be without this sort of training. What kinds of reactions are you getting from people? I saw some of the reactions in the video, but maybe for those who haven't seen that.
As far as from the young people working with? Well, that's been one of my favorite parts of working at Operation Fresh Start generally, but Conservation Academy specifically. It's a relatively short amount of training time. If you think about it, you're going into Fresh Start and maybe you're with the Conservation Academy 6 to 9 months. And in that time, you're becoming extremely competitive for a job. you know, you're learning a ton of skills, but you're also, as Jake alluded to earlier, you're developing a lot of, you know, interpersonal skills, and there's a lot of personal growth that goes into it. So we often see folks that come in, you know, they lack confidence on the way in. They're maybe a little, they've got a general idea of what they want to do, but they're a little directionless. And upon launching, you know, they've got 6 months in the field. They know things that are interesting to them that are getting them out of bed in the morning, and they're confident doing them. And they've got the certifications to prove that they're capable of doing them. So when they're leaving us, you know, the shoulders are, you know, thrown back and the head's held high, and that's been, you know, and that's been reflected in their employment and placement. The reports we're getting back from, you know, our employment partners are that folks are getting in there and just doing a phenomenal job, and it's been really, really fantastic.
That's
got to
be gratifying for sure. Dot in Manitowoc has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Dot. Thanks for calling.
For a moment, I thought these were mostly young men. How many are young men to young ladies or girls enrolled in this program?
Good question. Jake, you want to take that?
Yeah. So first off, I would say our programming is open to anyone, no matter sex or gender or background. All are welcome. At the moment, our numbers do tend to trend more male. So currently on the Conservation Academy, at least, we have one young woman who is a member, and then four young men. You know, that hasn't always been the case, though, but for the time being, our numbers do tend to trend towards more young men.
Although I did like to see in the video that you have online that you had a very eloquent young woman as part of that team, and it was good to be able to see that, oh yeah, there are women here, there are women who are welcome to be, young women who are welcome to be in the program.
Yeah, absolutely. We've it's been about a 70-30 split so far as men to women, and I mean, the young women that we've had come through the program have been phenomenal, and you know, they're also taking on a little, I mean, they're being trailblazers in that industry as well. They're helping break down barriers for folks to come behind them, and the more women we can get in the industry, you know, the more people of color we can introduce into the conservation industry, the more people that feel comfortable entering those spaces, and that's one of our goals as well.
Russ in Green Bay will give you a chance to join in. Hi, Russ.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question and a comment for Corey. I got a tour of a Fresh Start down there in Madison about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was really impressed with, you know, the way it's set up, and got to walk through and see the practical application of all the good work that they do. And I was wondering, you know, are there Fresh Start sister programs, like, throughout the country? And does it go international, like in England? Because I know, like Manchester City's got some problems. I was just wondering, you know, if that's just another tool you have in your arsenal.
Yeah, so what I'll say is historically there were several sister programs in Fresh Start. We used to be part of the state budget. And I think it was around 2008 we got removed as a line item from the budget. Operation Fresh Start in Madison, you know, remained here, and several of the Fresh Start sister organizations continue on today, but we now operate independently of each other. So that's all throughout Wisconsin. And then nationally, there are organizations that do similar things to what we do, especially through through AmeriCorps. One of our large partners, especially for the Legacy program, is AmeriCorps, and in particular, Youth Build and the Core Network. And there are hundreds of different programs throughout the country that are either Youth Build programs or Core Network programs.
Russ, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. So there are other opportunities if you're in other counties. Do you have to be a Dane County resident in order to qualify for the Dane County program?
Nope, no requirement of being a Dane County resident. The only tough thing is that, you know, we're fairly central. We're in Madison, so the further away you get, the longer that commute gets for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mike wonders, what skills or background are you looking for in potential applicants? Jake?
Yeah. So no real skills or background. Again, speaking specifically for the Conservation Academy, what we're looking for is just somebody who has a real interest, who cares about the outdoors, who is really thinking that this is how they would like to, you know, make their career in restoring and protecting Southern Wisconsin's natural areas. When it comes to those hard skills, that's what we're here for. So if you have the interest, and you know, we'll help out with the rest.
I always thought I would wind up in a career in conservation, but instead I wind up talking about it a lot on the program. How do people find out more about the program?
OperationFreshStart.org is definitely the best place, but also I'd like to extend an invitation to everybody. We've got a big open house coming up January 23rd from 3 to 5:30 p.m. We just finished an expansion of a new wing of our programming. So please come in, join us. We'll have all of our programs represented there. You can learn a lot more. So, yeah.
And where is that going to be at?
2670 Milwaukee Street. So not far off the corner of Milwaukee and East Washington. We're in the old church there.
Oh, not far from where I live, as a matter of fact. Thank you both very much for being with us. We're out of time. Corey Rich, Director of Legacy and Conservation Academy Programs for Operation Fresh Start, and Jake Norman, who is the crew supervisor for the organization. And great to have both of them with us, and great to have you listening in today, and I hope you'll join in tomorrow. We'll talk home remodeling on the show and also look at the benefits of adding a sauna to your home. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.